WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The expansion of Scott and White Healthcare not only includes the new hospital in College Station, a primary clinic has also opened this week in Bryan. Chief Medical Officer William Rayburn says four physicians will staff the clinic, which also features a physical therapy gym.
It's quite a large room that has a lot of exercise equipment in it. Physical therapy is really an incredibly valuable component to delivery of healthcare, non-surgical approaches to help people get back to work and help them get back to feeling good.
The clinic is located at the northbound freeway service road in Austin's Colony Parkway. A ribbon cutting and open house is scheduled for this afternoon at 4:30. For the first time, the Bryan School Board is pursuing an agreement that would help bring in a new employer.
The reason it's the first time is because the prospect wants to build a facility that would add at least $30 million in property valuation. Bryan ISD Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws says that qualifies the still-to-be-identified company for a tax break and generates money for the district that won't reduce the amount of state funding. And she says the timing of this week's board action was important.
At some point between now and May 20th, our next meeting, they were going to be ready to proceed. So us doing this now is not going to hold them up at all. As soon as everything with the city and the county is done and this application is, we can proceed.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says he's 90% sure an oil company employing 200 people will be locating at Bryan's Triangle Business Park.
It's one of those situations where we basically would get roughly $1.5 million to put in our quote, gate receipts.
Wallace also says three or four supporting businesses would be created to service the main employer. School board at this week's meeting hired consultants who will assist in the negotiations with the prospect. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A record number of vendors have been lined up, and Heather Qualls with the City of College Station says after much preparation, this weekend promises to be a fun Brazos Valley Earth Day.
We've got so many new exhibits. It's just going to be a really fantastic day. We've got two stages. We've got one stage with some pretty well-known bands, Clayton Gardner Band, as well as the Rockefellers. And then on the second stage, we've got some really cool high school garage band.
Qualls has chaired the event for the last 4 years.
We're so excited to see so many people come out and just the growth of this event.
Concerts, booths, and food are part of the 18th annual activity. Will be Saturday from 11 until 6 at Wolfpen Creek Park. Organizers of the Bryan College Station Marathon are getting the word out about a solidarity run today for those impacted by the Boston Marathon.
It's not one race. It's not one place. We hope that it's going to happen across the country where people will gather in small groups from morning all the way through the day and the evening. They'll wear blue and yellow, which are the colors of the Boston Marathon.
BCS Marathon Director Chris Field says their Facebook page is titled Run for Boston 417. And Texas is accused of dumbing down the education system with the latest wave of reforms. Senate Education Committee Chair Dan Patrick takes exception to a recent New York Times editorial.
Nothing could be further from the truth. Those who write such articles either haven't read the bills, don't understand the bills, or they can't make a comparison between what we're doing in House Bill 5 or Senate Bill 3 or 1724 compared to what is going on today. And they obviously do not live in the real world of the STAR test.
Patrick endorses HB 5, which would cut the number of end-of-course tests down from 15 to 5, and a degree program that allows students to choose career path training other than college. The bill is one step closer to being law. The next step is a full Senate vote. And a report out today from Mothers Against Drunk Driving shows there's more to be worried about when it comes to underage drinking. MAD says more than two-thirds of the deaths related to teenage drinking are not traffic-related.
A third of those, or 30% of those others, are homicide. But then it also breaks down into suicide and alcohol poisoning and accidents like drowning, falls.
The organization's national president, Jan Withers, says this underscores the importance of talking to your kids about drinking, even if no driving is involved. The full report can be found at mad.org. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 73 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by Mary Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids, relax. It's done.
Good morning. It's 811, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY.
Warm, moist air will continue to flow out of the Gulf of Mexico today. That'll produce lots of cloudiness across the area, and as the day goes on, it could produce a shower. Highs today close to 85. We'll have clouds tonight, lows near 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms are likely to develop. Highs will be 75 to 80. Showers are likely to end tomorrow night, lows 45 to 50. It'll turn partly sunny during the day Friday, high 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:12. State Senator Charles Schwertner joins us from Austin. Good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Let's talk before we go into legislation that's on the floor. Anything go on of import in your committees that you'd like to share with us from last week?
Well, sure. You know, Health and Human Services, we passed some important bills. One was a drug testing bill in reference to unemployment benefits, mm-hmm. as well as TANF benefits, which are direct payments to individuals that qualify for them. I think it's important that we make sure that those individuals receiving state dollars are doing that in a way that is not being utilized for other endeavors.
Sure. Let's talk about that. Comes out of the committee. You feel comfortable that something like that would come out of the Senate as well? I mean, what are our real chances? I think all right-thinking people believe that people should be behaving properly if they're going to receive some sort of government
sure.
assistance. But from a reality standpoint, can we say that we could get something out of this?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I thought you meant in reference to Health and Human Services.
Oh, yeah. Well, no,
those two bills actually passed the Senate floor.
Okay.
With the support of Democrat votes and on a bipartisan nature. So very pleased to report that.
Okay, that's great. Okay, yeah, let's move on then. Criminal justice or agri-rural affairs, anything going on there?
Well, criminal justice was pushed off until today, so we haven't had that this week.
Okay.
We do have some important bills in reference to education reform that were heard in committee yesterday, HB 5. You know, that bill is a very important bill. It seeks to redesign our curriculum here in the state of Texas for K through 12, seeking a balance between flexibility and the rigor. You know, my focus is on the student and letting them have options rather than, I guess, directives and mandates.
Well, I'd like to talk about that. First of all, let's go back to when you were a state representative, because this legislature 2 years ago worked very hard to come up with this 4 and 4, basically, 4 science, 4 math.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're backing away from that as a body. Tell me how you voted for that when you were a member of the House of Representatives.
Well, that was actually done before my time in the legislature. I think that was too prescriptive, the 4x4 curriculum. And I do believe that we need increased flexibility in our curriculum. And that's what HB 5 seeks to accomplish.
But
it has a foundation program or foundation track with what they call endorsements. And one of the endorsements is career and technology. And I think that's important for individuals, for students to have that option. Not everybody's going to go to college. We need to realize that and have options in reference to those children so they can succeed as well.
Charles Schwertner joining us from Austin. My concern always or continues to be that student that's marginal. I'm not concerned about the serious student because they're going to do fine.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, with Texas having a tremendous future ahead of them and all sorts of possibilities, what do you say to that person who is concerned that we're going to put a lot of people out who are going to be marginally qualified for jobs that'll give them some sort of discretionary income 20 years down the road?
No, I don't think that's a correct statement. I think with all those tracks are appropriate tracks that will allow a student to have the options of going to college or being prepared for the workforce or career or technical school. So I think we're cognizant of a quality education for all children, And you know, there's a lot of discussion. And I think it's a balance between options, flexibility, and the appropriate amount of rigor.
Sure. Obviously, with A&M here, with the system here, school districts here, anything that happens in the teachers' retirement system gains a lot of interest. Senator Duncan has introduced Senate Bill 1458,
right,
and there's a companion bill over in the House. Now, some people, I think, concerned that already earned retirement benefits for many of these current employees will the minimum age may be raised to 62. They feel like there's some things in this situation that are not good, and the number of people that will be grandfathered in to be protected in the old system are not part of 1458. Would you give us your thoughts on that Senate bill?
Well, I think it's important that we maintain a defined benefit pension plan for our teachers. I think that's an overwhelming consensus about the way we should proceed as a state and keep our promise to the teachers. You know, there's options in reference to this bill. I understand it has actually a cost of living adjustment of 3% if actuarially soundness is achieved. There is a change in the retirement age. I think that's a topic of discussion that needs to occur in the legislature and one that's ongoing. I haven't heard the bill on the floor yet. I know it's in state affairs. It hasn't made out of state affairs yet. But it is a major concern of mine that we maintain our promises and our commitments to our teachers. We did so also by increasing the allocation of the state rate for contributions to the pension plan as well this session.
Yeah, and we will, and I understand, obviously, it's not out of committee yet, so it doesn't have to be right square on your radar screen. But again, because we have so many people over here who are impacted by TRS, they do kind of want to know what the general feelings are over there in Austin.
Right.
Okay, then we'll talk to you next week.
Well, yes, you bet.
Anything else we need to cover that we didn't?
Well, we're going to have the, the reform bill in reference to payday lending on the floor today. So hopefully I'll be able to report back to you that bill passed the Senate floor and is on the way to the House.
All right, we'll look forward to that. State Senator Charles Fortner joins us on Wednesday. You can hear our entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You too. Bye. All right, there you go. So there, that's taken care of, and now the mayor's here, which means that's your microphone right there, which means that it's time to play Jethro Trivia, of course.
Woohoo! Love me the Jethro Trivia.
I know. You go on the TV, they never make you do that.
Right? And I have to tell you, when people say they've heard me on the radio, the first thing they mention is Jethro Trivia.
See?
I mean, it's big news.
It is big news.
It's a special deal.
It is
I'm
big
no kidding.
News. Well, you know, I mean, I don't know, the next time you go to, I don't know, TML or some convention of mayors for the state, you need to mention this to them that you get a chance to do this.
It is copyrighted to the Infomaniacs.
Yeah, well, so. I would think that there would be mayors. I mean, the next time you walk up to the mayor of Dallas or something, you know, just poke him in the elbow.
Like I know who he is.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
She is, yeah.
Elbow in the ear. Hey, you know, I get to play Jethro Trivia on my
and
radio
make
station.
A fool of myself every other week.
No. You know, actually, last week we had a person, we had a, doesn't happen very often, where each person had a different answer. I mean, A, B, C, and D. And so we only had one winner, which, because, you know, generally there's a pylon factor to this. That people
well,
hear
sure,
something
if you don't know,
good.
You follow
yeah,
someone else's
yeah, you
lead.
try to do that. So anyway, actually what happened is I'm trying to find it.
You know, why don't you do Jethro Trivia from, like, you know, the 70s or...
Well, no, that's
60s
called Trivial Pursuit. That was something completely different.
And you know what? If you want someone to play the original Trivial Pursuit,
right.
I'm someone you should want on your team.
Are you good at that?
Yeah, but the old stuff, not any of this new stuff. Because anyway.
I got just beaten to death one time on Jethro... what's it called?
Trivial Pursuit.
Trivial Pursuits, that's it. By a guy who's in radio, which... proved it, you know.
Hey, at least you didn't. One time I went on a double date, and they were like, yeah, let's play Star Wars Trivial Pursuit.
Uh-huh.
So that's the last time I played Trivial Pursuit.
I wouldn't be doing that. All right, here we go. Jethro Trivia is our oddly informative little news quiz. There's no wagering involved. It's pop culture and recent current events. Here we go. What's for dinner? Now, today what we'll do is we're going to have the mayor answer first.
Thanks.
Okay. Okay. Well, I mean, how did you do last time? Did you win last time?
I think I did.
Okay, well, there. Then the pressure's on. Here we go. All right. So today it's what's for dinner. Every year the meat industry sells countless millions of pork chops and beef shoulders and tenderloins and other kinds of meat. Well, now they are making a big change intended to increase sales. Are they A, lowering the price, B, selling only organic, C, changing the names of the cuts of meat, or D, using actual meat? Once again, the meat industry is going to try to increase sales. Here's the big change. Are they A, lowering the price, B, selling only organic, C, changing the names of meat cuts, or D, using actual meat? Ms. Mayer.
I'm going to go with D just because of the scandal in Europe
yeah,
and
the horse meat stuff.
And,
yeah.
and the, some of the fast food restaurants were doing that.
Okay, that's it. So it's actual meat. All right.
That's my choice.
You're on.
I'm going to go with change the names of the cuts.
Okay, all right, and Kevin.
That was my second choice.
Okay. It is change the name of the
cuts.
Oh,
it is. Oh, it you is. Already knew. Okay. Well, yes, it is, because steak by any other name is just kind of a piece of meat. So the meat producers are changing the names of over 350 cuts of meat.
Good grief.
Saying that the names are too confusing for customers.
Like, oh,
we're
going to
dumb down the meat names?
We're so stupid. We are. What, we can't cross the street by ourselves
That's
anymore.
That's just as bad as when they started naming broccoli Happy Little Trees or whatever it was public school.
They're confusing customers. Look, you go into a real meat place, go into Reed Fields, okay? They got a picture of a bovine up there, and, you know, they can tell you what it is.
They tell you where it comes from on the cow.
No, it's time to pull out Betty Crocker from 1962 and learn the cuts of meat, buddy.
That'd be all right.
And the thing is, you know, if you actually read one of those things, they will tell you that if you're making, you know, a stew, you should use this cut. And if you're doing this, you use that cut of meat. But most of the things are most people don't. You know, butcher anymore. They come already prepackaged from somewhere else.
Point.
And I guess I know that we as a country are eating less beef.
Yes, we are.
So maybe little marketing to jazz it up and change the names. What are the new names?
Well, I don't know. One of the things they talk about, and I can remember because I went in to Reed Fields to buy this. I went in to buy a pork butt. And the young kid laughed at me. And the beef,
as well he should.
Because it sounds funny.
Right, and the cutter turned around. He said, no, that's what it is. And because if you're doing pulled pork, it's good for that. Anyway, what they're going to call that is the Boston roast. Oh, well, isn't that kind of Tony sounding?
Well, I think it's politically incorrect.
Well, that's also true. So anyway.
Yeah, as if only people in Boston could afford pork butts.
Yeah, well, no, because it's not. It's really a pretty inexpensive piece of meat. That's the thing. It's got a bone in it and all that stuff. All right, so anyway, that's it. We've discussed that now. And so now it's time for the mayor to be the mayor and actually talk about things that are going on in the city today. So I want to talk to you about, first of all, this had, I guess, kind of made its second run before council, and that had to do with towing. That's kind of an emotional deal. I remember talking to the chief just at a social function after this had come up in Bryan and there'd been some discussion. And I know that y'all decided that basically you're going to limit the number of people that are on the list because rotation has pluses and minuses to it. I guess what I was concerned with was the number of companies that had some just bad actors working there.
Yeah, that really was one of the things that prompted the police department to come to council and say, you know, we got something like 29 companies. Actually, it was more like 11, but because they wanted to, you know, increase their business, they were doing business as, you know, so there were actually 29 companies that were on the rotation and, you know, 60-some-odd trucks and 12 yards that needed to be inspected every year, which takes a lot of police time. And we want to have our sworn officers on the street. But some of the companies were not doing background checks on the individuals, and there were some complaints about being towed by some people that were less than polite.
Sure.
So the police department researched this and, you know, made this recommendation, and council agreed.
I
want to say one thing about this. This is only for the tows that the police department is called for.
Right.
So, and if your car is disabled at home, you can pick anybody you want.
Or if you're parked illegally at Northgate, for instance, then that's not the case. Because what, a merchant or somebody might call?
Right. And so some merchants who have tow-away zones, they will contract with a given company, and they call that company, and they come and tow it. So it's only when there's a police-initiated tow.
So it's not total exclusion of people who are not on this list.
Correct. And if unfortunately you get in a position where you need your car towed and there's a police officer involved, whether it's been an accident, car dies or whatever, and you say, I want to use 123
right.
company, they'll call 123. It's only when the citizen says, I don't know who to call,
right.
that they do the rotation. So we're still going to have the rotation. We're just going to do two companies. It'll take less police time,
right.
and we feel very comfortable about recommending these companies.
It's a little early, obviously, because the Boston situation just happened, but do you anticipate that there's going to need to be some sort of discussion about public events and anything that'll need to be done differently?
Well, certainly the police department are, and our first responders are always looking at how they can do more to protect our citizens. I think any tactical information is not going to come to city council.
Sure, I understand. Right,
yeah, so
right,
I don't
right.
think the council's going to hear anything. And I think it's very early in the Boston investigation. But every tragedy has some learning
yeah.
points to it, and we will... our police officers and first responders will, in fact, you know, learn something from it, and we'll be able to incorporate it. But just to let the listeners know that whenever there's any public event, such as the Boston Marathon or what we have coming up on Saturday is Earth Day, you know, these events just don't happen. They've been planned for months and months and months, and Parks Department is in constant communication, and the police and the fire are available, and there's always EMS and extra patrolmen, and you know, streets are closed for access, and then other equipment is deployed throughout to get to
if
first responders,
sure.
you know, mm-hmm. quickly. So,
I understand.
Yeah, and we can't
can't be 100% safe.
We can't prevent
yep.
Things, but we sure are diligent. We want to make sure that
yeah.
those things are
got it. Well, what's on your list today for us?
Well,
that you want to share.
Well, first of all, there's Earth Day coming up.
Yep, got
and
that.
And so we want to make sure everybody gets to do that. That's 11 to 6 at Wolfpen Creek. The other thing today, Brazos Beautiful is going to dedicate a proclamation for Arbor Day.
Oh.
And that's going to be at the Jack and Dorothy Miller Park on Rock Prairie Road.
When
College
Arbor
Station.
Day is next week, is that right? I don't know. It's okay. It's different. Actually, it's different in different parts of the country.
Yeah, I think it really has to do with you know, when the trees are in bloom.
Yeah,
yeah, different.
Okay. That'd work.
And
yeah.
then we also need some people to sign up to compete in a fajita cook-off just before the start of Starlight Music Series. And amateurs and pros are invited, and you can register now at the city website. excuse me, cstx.gov/starlight.
Is it like chicken, beef, and other, or do you know?
I think it's a cooker's choice.
I kind of like the other division. Not that I want to, you know, I don't want to judge it or anything, but I think it's, you know, it would be kind of different. Okay.
Okay.
why not? Are you going to be at Earth Day, by the way?
Absolutely.
All right. By the way, the mayor is wearing her 75th anniversary pin, which is pretty cool. How do you get one of those?
There are limited numbers yeah. of those. They are kind of not available. I think right now the only ones that have it are, we got them at council last Thursday.
Did you?
And we had a really terrific group of individuals who just completed Citizens University on
oh.
Monday, and part of their graduation gift besides a certificate of completion was a 75th anniversary pin.
You know, I always make it a point whenever I have somebody here from College Station, you know, and they have something neat, I ask them if I can have one.
Time now for Jay Sokol's here this morning too, from the city of College Station. How are you today?
Howdy, doing very well.
Okay. By the way, Jay Sokol wearing his I'm from a friendly city shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
It says what, hello in many different languages?
I'm sorry, that? Scott, it says howdy.
Because but, okay, now, but Guten Tag is not howdy.
How do you know that?
Okay.
How do you know the Konnichiwa yeah. is not howdy?
Okay.
In right. Japanese. Wow, I never thought about that.
Yeah. So how many of those did you get made up?
I think about 100.
Yeah.
CC Creations.
So you got some
donated
got some extras, do you?
Wow.
Oh, we ought to have an extra.
I didn't say I wanted one.
Right. I didn't say I was giving you one.
Well, wow. now yeah. you know that City of College Station is always looking out for our taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah. If rather than be friendly, they're always looking out for the dollars.
Sure.
Thanks for the time.
But we say no very friendly.
Yes, you do. It's very much so. Thanks for the time this morning.
Always a pleasure.
Okay, that's Nancy Berry, the mayor of the always friendly city of College Station. Our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VanDykeRankin.com.
The market is headed for a lower start. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Wall Street may be into a new seesaw trading pattern. Stocks rallied yesterday after a sell-off on Monday. The futures are sharply lower this morning. Bank of America could weigh on the blue chips. B of A's first quarter profit fell short of Wall Street forecasts. It appears the Federal Aviation Administration is closer to lifting the order that grounded all of Boeing's Dreamliner jets. The FAA administrator told a Senate panel Boeing has completed all required testing and analysis of the battery fixes to the 787. The FAA will allow the planes to return to commercial service once it is satisfied with the redesigned battery system. Gourmet cupcake burnout may have set in. Boutique bakeries did well with the upscale desserts over the last decade. Crumb's Bakery of New York even went public, now has 67 locations. Crumb shares traded at more than $13 2 years ago. They're down to $1.70. Analysts say the novelty is worn off. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
There are many debt relief plans and scams out there, so if you find yourself with $10,000 or more in credit card debt and you just want the facts about a legitimate, government-compliant debt relief solution, then call American Credit Card Solutions for a free informational DVD that will tell you about this money-saving option in simple, easy-to-understand terminology. The DVD is free, the shipping is free, and there is absolutely no sales pitch, just the facts sent directly to you in the mail. The free informational DVD can be mailed to you today so you can examine this amazing debt relief option in the comfort of your home with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-448-1155 and ask for your free DVD. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and DVDs are limited. So call right now for your free debt relief informational DVD. 800-448-1155. That's 800-448-1155.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
Howdy, I'm Dr. Andy Hansen of Central Texas Vein Center. I want to thank all of you who voted us best of the Brazos the past few years. We are the leading authority in the treatment of varicose veins and spider veins. You can be confident you're receiving the best and latest treatment available. Trust your vein care to the hands of a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon with over 30 years' experience. I personally perform the venous ultrasound, and we offer free vein screenings every Friday. Call us at 696-VEIN for an appointment or check our website at centraltexasveincenter.com. We accept most insurance plans, including Scott & White and Medicare. Remember, don't let your veins become a pain.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. Experience the SWBC difference in their commitment to personal service, on-time closings, and seamless transactions. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A solidarity run for those directly affected by the Boston Marathon will take place today in multiple locations around the country.
All day long, people will just be going out and remembering the folks in Boston and, you know, doing what long-distance runners or runners of any variety do, and that's get back out there and run even when things are tough.
The director of the Bryan College Station Marathon, Chris Field, asks participants to wear blue or yellow, the colors of the Boston Marathon, take a picture with a Run for Boston sign with their location, and post it to the Facebook page titled Run for Boston 417. And more than 6 months in the making, an oil company is considering an investment of more than $30 million in Bryan's Triangle Business Park.
The Bryan School Board this week hired consultants who will assist in economic development negotiations with the prospect. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says the primary employer would generate 200 jobs.
It seems like they're about 90% ready to come, if not more. And they're going to, as they said preliminarily, they're going to make the shipping company across the street and the three or four other businesses around it.
The size of the project qualifies the still unidentified prospect to take advantage of a state program. Bryan ISD's Chief Financial Officer Amy Draws says the district would receive payment in lieu of property taxes that won't reduce the amount of state funding.
And it's exciting to do something different and help the community in the economic development, bringing jobs to the area, all of that, because we can't normally participate.
Wallace says the district might receive $1.5 million that has no strings on how it can be spent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
While the most visible expansion of Scott & White Healthcare is their College Station Hospital, this week marked the opening of a primary care clinic in Bryan.
I think it's clear to all of us that have been long-term residents of the Bryan College Station that this is slowly becoming a destination, not only for people looking for quality of life, but it's going to become a medical hub and a destination for medical care in all the surrounding communities. So we think it's very appropriate and timely to go ahead and invest to this degree in the community.
Chief Medical Officer William Rayburn says the clinic will be staffed by four physicians and also feature associated laboratory and physical therapy services, including a gym. A ribbon cutting and open house will be held this afternoon at 4:30. The Bryan Clinic is located along the northbound freeway service road at Austin's Colony Parkway. For 18 years, Brazos Valley Earth Day has been a growing event. This year is no different, with more than 60 booths at Wolfpen Creek Park in College Station.
I would say probably within the last 7 to 8 years, it's really taken off. And we're finally at that point where we're trying to figure out how to keep up with the growth of the event and keep giving it more and more and more.
Event Chair Heather Qualls says they're already looking for next year's sponsors.
Keep us in mind. If you need a green event to get involved in, please call us.
Saturday's Earth Day event runs from 11 until 6, featuring food, concerts, and a variety of family-friendly activities. A federal judge rules the state does not have to issue license plates depicting the Confederate flag. The Sons of Confederate Veterans sued to get the plates after the Texas Department of Motor Vehicles turned them down. North Texas constitutional law expert Carl Cesari says it's interesting that 9 other states, all of them Southern, issued similar license plates.
Some of those states did so voluntarily, and in some of those states, the Sons of Confederate Veterans sued and won. So, you know, there's a real question as to whether or not Judge Sparks is right or the judges in the other states.
He says Judge Sam Sparks' ruling means the DMV did not violate the First Amendment, which is the right to free speech. Meanwhile, a pro-business group claims legalized casinos in Texas would generate $11.8 billion in new economic activity a year. Bill Hammond, president of the Texas Association of Business, says if casino gambling were approved, it would draw conventions and 74,000 new jobs would be created.
There's probably no more impactful legislation in terms of on the economy of Texas. It's going to speak to keeping this money at home. It's going to speak to bringing tourists and conventioneers in greater numbers to Texas.
Hammond puts the odds of lawmakers letting the people vote on the issue at 50-50. WTAW News Time is 8:38. It's 74 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by SWBC Mortgage. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Veronica Mitchell. At SWBC Mortgage, we offer competitive interest rates and an array of mortgage loan products. We're local lenders with over 48 years of combined experience in making home loans right here in Bryan College Station. We take pride in serving our community, and we'll work hard for you. So whether you're buying or refinancing a home, choose a lender who put your interest first. SWBC Mortgage. Call us at 693-0481. 693-0481.
NMLS number 228469. Loan subject to credit approval. Rate subject to change daily. Equal housing lender.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is David Hogan from the Kairos Truck Center. If you missed our annual tent sale, don't worry. We took the tent down, but we've extended our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art zero-turn riding mowers. Come by and test drive all our product from Varus, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. At Kairos Truck Center, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn mower today.
Thank you for making RV Station the fastest-growing RV dealer in the area. We know you've worked hard for your RV, and you deserve the best. At RV Station, we only stock the best brands, like Jayco, Rockwood, Puma, and Raptor. Brands built to last for decades. Right now at RV Station in Bryan, you can get a brand-new Puma 28 BHS for only $220 a month. Sales price $21,995. 10% down, plus TTL and fees, 6.99% APR at $144 months, WAC, stock number 1546. Or a 2013 Jayco J-Flight 198RD is just $15,995. Financing available with approved credit. The best prices in the country on the country's best brands. Get to RVStationOnline.com and choose from over 250 campers. Or come by and visit with us at 2815 North Earl Rudder Freeway in Bryan.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
Allen Honda is celebrating their really big spring event with great incentives for you. Take advantage of 0.9% for up to 36 months on the 2013 Accord, Civic, and Ridgeline. Or get 0.9% for up to 60 months on the CRV, Odyssey, Pilot, and Fit. Or get a great lease deal on a 2013 Civic Sedan for only $189 per month for up to 36 months. Now is the best time to buy during the really big spring event at Allen Honda. Allen's got your Honda.
842 News Talk 1620 WTAW. You're going to do some weather now. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Mostly cloudy for today. There's the potential for a shower. Temperatures near 85 today. Clouds, they're going to be with us tonight. Lows near 70. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms are going to be developing. Highs tomorrow afternoon are going to be anywhere from 75 to 80. Showers will taper off tomorrow night. It'll become partly cloudy with lows of 45 to 50. During Friday, we'll have partial sunshine, and the highs on Friday will be 65 to 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Lost your keys again.
Oh, man.
Can't find your phone.
Boo-hoo.
While our first reaction is to start frantically looking, that can be counterproductive, according to Mike Solomon, who's written a book called How to Find Lost Objects.
Oh, yeah?
Just remember, it's always the last place you look.
Because when you find it, you stop.
That's right. Instead, Michael says that we need to stop. Take a deep breath, and relax. In a recent study, those who took a 10-minute timeout before looking for a lost object found it much faster than the frantic searches.
Yeah, but when you need something, well, you're leaving. They go out of the door.
Exactly the point. Exactly the point. You don't fly into a panic just in general. It's because you've timed everything out. And something is not where you thought it was, and now you're going to be behind.
The problem, too, is when you go into that panic mode, your eyes don't see as well. Like, you might be feeling all over it, down in your purse, and you just can't find it.
But Kevin and I have the
problem. Often I go into my purse, I know.
Yeah. Sorry, now, I didn't think before I said that.
According to Michael, before you do start your search, chant your item. Keys, keys, keys. Okay.
Please,
verbalizing
please.
The name of the lost item helps you visualize it and see it faster.
Or trying to put it back in the same spot every time.
Well, that could be too.
Then you don't have to think about where it is. Okay.
Michael's just trying to sell a book, I think.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I think that's basically all there is to it. Okay, so as part of the green movement, a lot of pressure for people to stop using the regular incandescent light bulbs in favor of fluorescent bulbs. So now, how many incandescent bulbs do you use in your house, Kevin? Do you know?
Half dozen, maybe.
But don't we have to switch anyway, since Mr. President has put it in his legislature that they're not going to make those by 2014?
Yeah, they're working on maybe backing down from that.
I heard that, and I was like, oh.
Now, I've replaced in the ceiling fans pretty much all of those, you know. The only place I still have incandescent lights is I've got, at the end of the stairway, I've got two lights there. And so I think one of those actually is a halogen now. But then I've got, you know, over the dinner table, kind of like a candelabra, a chandelier thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And you can't really put, like, those wiggly things in there.
No, that would look so ugly.
Well, and then you can't get them out either, because you've got the flue or whatever it is that goes over on this chandelier. You can't get the it's a light fixture. It's not a chandelier. Okay? It's a light fixture. You can't get the little curly Q thing in through the top.
Wait,
so
are you
work.
Ashamed of having something beautiful in your home?
I have something very. I have many, many things that are beautiful chandelier. In my home, but I don't have a chandelier. It's really just it's a light fixture.
Casa de Scott.
Candelabra, yeah, right. Brasier.
No, don't have one of those.
Okay.
In fact, the whole principle behind the Easy Bake Oven, a single 100 watt light bulb can actually produce a temperature of 325 degrees inside the oven.
No so kidding.
That's how the cake gets baked. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but, I mean, have you ever wondered how bad can a light bulb be? I mean...
No.
Yeah. Now, what they tell us is that these incandescent lights are really inefficient. Only 10% of the energy that a light bulb draws is transferred into light, and 90% of it becomes the unwanted heat.
But it looks so pretty.
It does. And, you know, well, they're trying to come up with those other kind of lights that will look that way.
I hope so. I hate those LED headlights. I just hate them.
Oh, I love those.
They blind me. I hate them.
LED is, that's where we're going,
though. I just hate LEDs. I just don't like them.
That's where they're going. I mean, that's what we're going to be.
It's one of those tragedies
with.
Of modern living.
All right. Well, okay.
As someone told me the other day when I said, yeah, I figured out how to look up internet on my phone, they said, welcome to the real world, Neo. I think that's kind of a slogan Neo? For my life.
Oh, okay. What does Neo mean?
It's you didn't see the Matrix? When he like
No,
wakes...
I walked out of the Matrix.
Oh, okay.
I did. It was too stupid.
It would be a funny joke if you had known it.
Nah.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air is family-owned and operated since 1980, so it should come as no surprise that they handle plumbing, heating, and air conditioning projects. But just so you know, that includes keeping you warm when it's cold, keeping you cool when it's warm, all the plumbing for new construction and remodeling projects, and the installation of things like shower grab bars and specialty tubs and toilets. If it concerns your comfort, call Robinson Plumbing, Heating, and Air at 776-1066. That's 776-1066. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here. It was several years ago after a hailstorm in College Station that I found myself in need of a new roof, and that was a first for me. Didn't really know how to go about arranging for that, how to file for the insurance, how to get a clue on how much I'd be paying out of my pocket. Really thought, what a hassle this is going to be. Well, it wasn't. Because I called Schulte Roofing. They did so much more than just put on a new roof, which they did in a day and a half professionally, and then, of course, did all the cleanup. I just had to sit and watch. Now, before they started, David came out, explained clearly all my options as far as the grade of roof I could get, the different warranties that came with, and right then and there told me to the penny how much I'd get from insurance and how much would be left for me to pay. So there were no questions. And something I thought would be a massive ordeal was quite simple for me. Call them at 1-800-4-ROOF or go to their website, SchulteRoofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about 12 minutes till. A startup company in Austin, also serving San Francisco, promises to take its customers' incoming U.S. mail 3 times a week, photograph it, and deliver it back to the customers via mobile phone app for $4.99 a month.
Why would you want to do that?
The company, it's called Outbox, provide some value-added services, removing the customers from junk mail lists and paying bills. Still, Outbox Unorthodox business model assumes that a growing number of people absolutely hate opening, filing, or discarding pieces of paper. The co-founder, one Will Davis, said that at least he does not fear competition. No, does not fear competition. He says no one is crazy enough to do what we're doing. Does that sound like a good business model? People will look at that and go, I'm not doing that. So, okay.
I don't want people all up in my mails.
Well, and again, it's not cheap living in Austin. You know, I think you need to probably have something that would work. Boys are easier to raise than girls, right? That's what over half of us start out thinking, at least.
Yeah, all the women think that. All the men think that.
A new survey discovered more than half of U.S. American couples want their first child to be a boy because they are, quote, less hard work, unquote. Only 21% have their heart set on a daughter. 32% have no preference.
So I thought people just wanted sons to make sure that someone would provide for them when they croaked.
That's it. Why a boy? 43% said boys are less hard work than girls. 33% said that boys are better at looking after their younger siblings than girls. 19% said they wanted him to carry on the family name.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
So there you go. You got that.
As if we didn't already feel like we weren't important.
Okay, so there you go. Obviously, Kat is in the throes of some sort of a sudden depression now. So here we go.
In the throes of up, man.
Here we go. It's time for best comfort foods on the planet.
Oh, thank God.
BuzzFeed has some of the best comfort foods on the planet. Here we go, in no particular order. Macaroni and cheese from a box. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
It is. Sometimes
no.
It's all you want.
Yes.
Sometimes it's
that
all you want.
That stuff's nasty.
No, sir.
And you also, sometimes I crave the creamy kind. Sometimes I actually want the powdery stuff.
No, ma'am.
Really?
No, you're wrong.
Sometimes
what,
I
you
do.
You always want the powdery stuff?
Always.
Especially if it's dinosaur shapes.
Oh.
That's my favorite. I have like three different H-E-B dinosaur shapes in my
I'm
pantry.
I'm too old. We just used to have the little, you know, little hook thing. That was it. Frozen, frozen lasagna, grilled cheese, and Campbell's tomato soup. See, I never thought that was a big comfort food thing.
Grilled cheese is good.
Yeah. It is
grilled,
yummy.
Yeah, but I mean, it's Texas. We don't sit around just eating soup.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
That too.
But I'm kind of a weirdo.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
Mashed potatoes. Spaghetti and meatballs.
Spaghetti, okay. Not meatballs.
Yeah, this last one's wrong. This next one's wrong. Chef Boyardee anything.
No.
Eat Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee nothing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No,
how beefaroni.
Why would you do that? That stuff
a cheese
just,
and some macaroni.
Ah.
Absolutely not.
Look at the chemicals that are in there. I mean, just.
But beefaroni's fun to eat.
Yeah, I know.
And beefaroni's quite a treat. Yeah.
It's literally the only reason it's at the house is an emergency food for my daughter if I'm like, oh, we got to get something quick.
That's right. Pancakes. Any kind of pancakes is comfort food.
Yes.
Fried chicken.
Pancakes
any kind of fried chicken.
Not any.
Chili and saltines.
Chili and Fritos.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Chili and saltines.
Whoever had chili with saltines?
People up north do it all the time.
No,
Frito makes sense. Saltine just sounds like a soggy weirdness.
No. That's it. That can be okay. Comfort food. McDonald's. No. No. Pie. How about pie? Pie works.
You can't really go wrong with pie.
No, yeah, there are people who like pie.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Yeah.
You can't go wrong with pie.
Pizza. Pizza.
Pizza's good.
Yep.
I'm just especially saying, like Totino.
I'm just saying, last week I went to a high-priced buffet, had a piece of pizza. Yeah.
At the buffet?
Yeah.
That's came you went to a buffet for that?
No, yeah, I know. That's kind of the look I got. Like, really? Really. You went to this buffet.
Delicious eating.
Yeah,
and
you're doing pizza. Right, yeah, okay. Other comfort food, Chinese food from the mall.
No.
No, I don't think so. And then anything chocolate. Or anything related in any way to Oreos.
Oreos I go with.
Yeah, yeah.
Oreo cheesecake.
And most all, yeah. Oreo cheesecake is pretty awesome. Yeah, that's not bad.
Hi, Tom Turbeville here.
I know Tom Turbeville, and Tom Turbeville's a nice guy. but we don't need to be overexposing Tom Turbeville. Tom already told us about the roof that he got.
The biggest flooring deals in a decade at Lumber Liquidators 10th Annual Hardwood Flooring Clearance Sale. This weekend only, get famous April sale prices on laminate from 19 cents a square foot. Clearance flooring like hardwood and bamboo from 29 cents. Pre-finished easy click hardwood from $139. First quality bamboo flooring from just $149. Plus, get special financing. Don't miss it. We're adding new deals daily and slashing prices till it's gone. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
When dealing with a terminal illness, it is important to have early discussions about end-of-life care. Hospice Brazos Valley has positively impacted thousands of lives with a commitment to clinical excellence and unwavering compassion. Hospice Brazos Valley's care is tailored to the patient's wish to live as independently and comfortably as possible. It isn't easy talking about end-of-life care, but together we can take the first steps. Let's start talking.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? If you're like most businesses, you want solutions that allow you to do more for less. Call CTWP about their full line of digital multifunctional imaging systems that allow you to copy, print, fax, scan, and email from a single device. For a free consultation, call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order is ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
At 5 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Survey conducted by Credit Donkey in March found that 51% of men said they use social media while drunk. 41% of women. Why is there a 10% spread on that? I just, you know. Maybe women don't get drunk as often. I'm not sure. Okay. See about that. Were you drunk? I certainly was. Yeah, very drunk, as a matter of fact. So, okay, before everyone had a smartphone in their pocket, a good road atlas was something that you had to find.
Right.
Okay. The Atlas, that's Rand McNally, that's the Atlas folks, celebrate their 90th birthday this week with the release of an ebook version of their 2014 Road Atlas.
Of how to fold it. I'm just kidding.
And also the interactive iPad app. The digital version of the Atlas includes updated maps for all 50 states, as well as Canadian provinces, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. And detail, you can't drive to Puerto Rico, by the way.
No, you cannot.
And detailed insert maps for larger cities and national parks, much like the analog predecessor. The digital version can be used anywhere once you download it, and it does not require any kind of a data connection. First edition of Rand McNally's Road Atlas was published in 1924, and it was called, I love this, Rand McNally Auto Chum, as in friend, I would think,
right,
as opposed to what you would throw in the
shark
ocean.
Bait.
Yep, exactly. The Atlas included hand-drawn maps of the contemporary 48 states, and only included paved roads. Well, that's nice. The original Atlas included 0 miles of interstate, far cry from the 47,000 that we had in 2014. Originally published in just two colors,
black and white.
Dark blue and red. I don't know what that means. Huh. And you can download the Rand McNally 2014 Road Atlas for your iPad now at Apple's App Store for $4.99. Now, wow. Again,
why would you do that?
Well, on an iPad,
if you're in a state where you can't use it.
iPad, I guess it'd probably work, but I mean, on your phone, you wouldn't want to put it on your phone. You know what I'm saying? You just go ahead and just do the GPS thing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, not sure. All right, 51-year-old Australian man sentenced for biting off the ear of his wife's new boyfriend.
Good.
Like you do.
Yeah.
Was his name Mike Tyson?
His name is Rodney Mark Hudson, as a matter of fact. Pled guilty to a grievous bodily harm. Received a 2-year suspended sentence, was ordered to pay over $100,000 in compensation. Seems that Mr. Hudson got off easy when you consider the victim's ear could not be reattached.
Did the ear get off easy?
I don't know. Did he bite?
Probably not.
Did he just bite or did he bite and pull? You know, because if you, if you bite down and then pull, that's probably
a little of both.
Yeah, pretty nasty. Hey, they're going to change the name of 20th Century Fox.
The 21st Century Fox?
Yes, they are. Yes.
Well, it's only about almost 15 years into the new century.
21st Century Fox. Our yesterday Deadline reported that after checking that the old name was more recognizable, and they might not, but there's some discussion about that going on. And kind of an interesting presentation going on at CinemaCon by a marketing CEO who told an audience older people are more likely to attend movies. Younger people attend movies because of their addiction. Fewer do because of their addiction to technology. They would rather stay home and watch it on their computer.
Or have their phone go off in the middle of the movie.
That's a pretty interesting point of view right there.
It is.
More sophisticated concessions for the 55 and over crowd, like espresso or red wines or cookies and cake, could cause the prices to go even higher. So maybe oldsters will end up being